Okay, good evening. The pasuk towards the end of Parshas Bo tells us, as B'nai Yisrael triumphantly get ready to leave Mitzrayim, Vayisu B'nai Yisrael mi Ramses Sukkosa, the B'nai Yisrael traveled from Ramses to the city of Sukkos, K'sheish Meyos Elef Ragli Hagvarim Levad Mitaf. And with B'nai Yisrael, we find the first time in the Torah this magic number of 600,000 Jews. 600,000 men, excluding women and children, are being counted here as B'nai Yisrael and Mitzrayim, and then three more times in the Torah, this number will come up. Again, this very significant number of 600,000 Jews. It's important in Halacha, we know, the famous opinion cited by Rashi, that the Erev needs to have, in order to be Rishus HaRabim, there needs to be 600,000 people in order to be considered a public domain that would not allow you to put up an Erev. And in Hashkafa as well, this very significant number of 600,000, this magic number of representing Klal Yisrael. And it has another halachic ramification, which we will discuss tonight, which is the Gemara in Brachos and Daf and Ches Amal. Says the Gemara in Brachos, Bi'ama Rav Hamnuna Haroa Uchlisei Yisrael. If you see a multitude of Jewish people, Omer, Baruch Chacham Harazim. You should make the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei Melech Olam, Chacham Harazim. That someone has, or someone or some people, or whatever it may be, has the wisdom of the secrets. Some sort of wisdom of secrets of something. Uchlisei Obin Kochavim. Then the Gemara says, if you see a multitude of non-Jews, there's another bracha you make. And then the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Haro Uchlisei Yisrael, Omer Baruch Chacham Harazim. What's the reason given? She'ein Daitam Dome Zelazeh. Because when you see all of these Jewish people together, one person is not like the other. Each person has their own intellect, their own understanding, their own personality, their own peklach in life. Every person is different. No one is comparable. Ve'im partzufeim domen zel lazem, and their faces are not similar to one another. Every person is an individual. We'll explain that Rashi says here that Hashem knows what's in the heart of each Jew, even in a large gathering. But we'll have to understand a little bit better what's going on with this bracha. Well, let's finish up the Gemara. Ben Zoma ra uchlisa agav ma'ala ba'arabayas. Ben Zoma was once standing on Harabayas, and he looked down from the Temple Mount, and he saw a multitude of massive Jewish people, and made the bracha of Baruch Chacham Harazim as well. Amar Ula, Naktinan, Ein Uchlisa, Bebavel, Tana, Ein Uchlisa, Pechusa, Mishishim Ribo. So Ula says that we don't have such a status of a multitude of people inside of Bavel, inside of Babylonia. We'll have to explain why later on. And then, the key to this whole thing, the Gemara answers the question, what is a multitude? What's an Uchlisa? And the Gemara says that is 600,000 Jews together creates a multitude in which one would be able to say this very unique, special bracha of Chacham HaRazim. This is cited by the Rambam as well, as we'll see momentarily. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Chaf Dal Tzifei, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you see a multitude of 600,000 Jews all together in one area, you should make such a bracha of Chacham HaRazim. I know of only two cases in modern era where this was a possibility. The first was the funeral of Rav Avadji Yosef. They reported that 850,000 people were at the funeral, and therefore that certainly would have covered the number. And then there was a questionable accounting when they had this atzeres, this gathering against the drafting the yeshiva students into the army 2 years ago, Rosh Chodesh Adar. So there as well, there were 600,000 Jews together, regardless of one's politics. That potentially would have been a case where they claimed, I don't know if it was as high as Rav Avadji Yosef's funeral, but they claimed that that number would have qualified as well to make such a bracha. So it is a rare event. Yeah.
Do you have to oversee? Or?
We're going
to
discuss that question later on. We will get to it. What's the reason behind this bracha? What's going on here? This special bracha of Chacham HaRazim, that there's wisdom of secrets. So the Meiri says that a gathering of 600,000 people is essentially a collective unit of knowledge. If you take everybody's knowledge together, 600,000 people, that is considered, you know, a lot of information. That's all the information there is that we have together. That's a significant amount, and that's an incredible amount. And nevertheless, says the Meiri, if you put 600,000 minds together, it still doesn't compare to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Chacham HaRazim, the wise being of secrets. And we make a statement that even though we have so many people together, and we have such a collective and powerful wisdom, it still doesn't compare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we highlight that Hashem is the true wise one. That's explanation number one. The Maharsha writes here in the Gemara, what's significant about 600,000, and why does it? We need this bracha? So he says that the Jewish people got the Torah, famously 600,000 people, the same 600,000 people that left Mitzrayim, 50 days before when they got the Torah, nothing different than this week's Farsha. And the Torah can be understood in all different types of ways, all different types of intellects. Everyone can relate to the Torah. Everyone can connect the Talmud Torah in some way. And therefore, when we have this significant number together, it's almost like a recreation of the Sinaitic experience, a recreation of the Jewish people getting the Torah, and it's a momentous occasion to talk about Chacham HaRazim, that Hashem gave us over the secrets of the Torah. And that's the explanation of the Maharsha.
So what? 600,000 men?
600,000 men.
So if everyone can connect, why is it based upon 600,000 men? Why
well, it's not an issue of 600,000 men. It's this magic number of 600,000, meaning there were millions of Jews according to that. If you take women and children all together, there are millions of Jews. But some reason, I mean, the simple reason is that when they took a census, they were taking a census for fighting in the army. And they only counted people who were above the age of 20, and then that's who were fought, who were men, and therefore that's where the basic number comes from. But Kabbalistically, in Jewish thought, there's some sort of significance. There's an idea that there's 600,000 letters in the Torah, and our Torah is, it's not even close to that. But there's some sort of reference to this number and letters, and the Jewish people has some sort of mystical explanation. The Malbim in Shmos and Perek Yates, he says that Klal Yisrael had to wait 3 months to get to the Torah out of Mitzrayim. They needed time to become a nation. And once they reached that stage, they could connect to the different aspects of the Torah, then Hashem could give them the Torah. So again, he says once again that this idea of Chacham HaRazim, the 600,000 people, represents this getting the Torah at Har Sinai, and this receiving Hashem's Torah. The Orach Chaim says this as well in the end of Sefer Devarim, the Kli Yakarim, Bamidbar, and Perek Vav, all explain the importance and need of having this number and connecting to Chacham HaRazim. The Ben Yehoyada, Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, in his Chedushim here in Brachos, has a very interesting explanation. He says that we know in Gematrias, Aleph is 1, Beis is 2, going all the way up, and then at the end of the counting, so you get to Taf, which is 400, but then if you count Sofei Tevos, letters after come after Tav, so the numbers continue to go up. So, for example, a Nun, Sophis, and Nun would be 500 and keep on going up and up and up. So, Mem, a final Mem, a Mem Sophis, in that count, since that comes after Nun, would be 600. So, he says, if you take the word Chacham HaRazim, and what you're saying is Chacham HaRaze Mem, Razeh are secrets. That Hashem knows the secrets, the Razeh, the secrets of the final Mem. The final Mem is 600, a representative of the 600,000. So he has another way to play with the letters to come up with some sort of connection to the significant number as well. Now, there is a comment of the Rambam. The Rif and the Rush bring the Gemara as we have it, but the Rambam here in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Yod Halach Yod Aleph says something very interesting. He says, HaRoet Tafresh Elef Adam Ka'achad, if you see the 600,000 people, V'am Yisrael Heim U'Be'eretz Yisrael, and it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. We don't find this explicitly in the Gemara, but this is what the Rambam says, then you make such a brach, and all of the Achronim are very concerned. Where does the Rambam get this from? Where does the Rambam see that you can only make this brach in Eretz Yisrael? People like to talk about the Siyam HaShas, but until the Aguda finds a place that can hold 600,000 Jews in America, so I don't know how we're going to get to that number at the Siyam HaShas. So we're probably topping out at 100,000. But so what are we going to do? Maybe we have to go to Eretz Yisrael in order to make this bracha. But that seems to be the opinion of the Rambam. So we have three explanations of what is so significant about Eretz Yisrael. The first is from the Ragad Shavar Gaon in the Tzafnas Paneach. So he writes that Klal Yisrael is only a tzibor. There's only a collective unit of the Jewish people when they're in Eretz Yisrael. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, so we're just a bunch of individuals. We only become a collective unit when we are in the land of Israel. And the Ragad Shavar brings a proof from a Rambam in the Hilchos Shkagos. The Rambam in the Hilchos Shkagos here in Perek Yud Gimel, in Halach Yud Bey, says as follows. There he's discussing if Beis Din makes a very big mistake and it leads many Jewish people to do the wrong thing, so they need to bring a korban for that very big mistake that they made for causing the Jewish people to do that very bad thing, whatever that thing may be. Now, it's only if the majority of the Jewish people follow that mistake. But if they don't follow that mistake, so then they don't have to bring the korban. Says the Rambam, Harei Basin Chayavin V'Cholosim Al Pihem Peturin. Basin is responsible for this one. They take the bullet. Everybody else is exempt. V'Ein Mashkichin Al Yoshvei Chutzal La'aretz. And if you want to count who's the majority of the Jewish people, you don't take into account those people who live outside of Israel. She'ein kroi kahal el b'nei Eretz Yisrael. As the Rambam says, you are not considered a kahal. You're not considered a unit unless you are in Eretz Yisrael. This is the understanding of the Rugged Shavar Gaon and how he explains this issue. Okay? So we need to be in Eretz Yisrael to be considered part of the Jewish people, so to speak. The other explanation is from the Tzlach. The Nodeb Yehuda writes in his Chedushim on Brachos, he says that, we all know the famous Gemara, that Avira Deretz Yisrael is Machim, the air of Israel makes a person smarter, it gives a person some sort of intelligence, it spiritually enhances a person, and therefore, how can you say that you're Chacham Harazim, that the people here have wisdom, if you're not in Eretz Yisrael? You have to be in Eretz Yisrael to get the true wisdom. And therefore he says that's why the Rambam only counts it in the land of Israel. Next, Rav Kook, in the Olas HaRa'aya, in his Parish on the Siddur in Chelek Aleph, in page Shin Pei Zayin, he says, similar to what the Tzachnas Panach said, but he says that we only have a shamed tzibur, we need two things to be a tzibur, to be a group. We need to have this number of 600,000, just like we left Mitzrayim, and we need to be in Eretz Yisrael, the place where our national character flourishes, where we show that we are the true people, the true Or Lagayim, and therefore, says Rav Kook, that's why it needs to be in Eretz Yisrael, to show our true status of a nation in the land of Israel. Rabbeinu Manoach, here on the Rambam. So Rabbeinu Manoach says that the source of the Rambam is our Gemara. What did we say in our Gemara? We said before that Ben Zoma stood on Har Habayis, and he looked down and he made the bracha on a multitude of Jewish people. Says Rabbeinu Manoach, where did he make the bracha? On Har Habayis, which is in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that's the proof of the Rambam. Says the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is also Rabbi Yosef Kairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch and the author of the Beis Yosef. We'll get to that in a moment. So it says the Kesef Mishnah. Incorrect. It cannot be. Because if your entire proof is Ben Zoma, then what should the Rambam's proof be? You only make Chacham Arazim when you're standing on Har Habayis. That should be the proof in the Gemara. How do you extrapolate from one small area of Eretz Yisrael out to all of Eretz Yisrael? All the Gemara said is that Ben Zoma made it when he was standing on Har Habayis, not for all of Eretz Yisrael. So he rejects Rabbeinu Manoach. He has another proof. We read in the Gemara before, the last line of the Gemara Brachos we read before, he says, Amar Ula Naktinan Ein Uchlasa B'Bavel. There's no multitude, there's no massive Jewish people in Bavel. What's the implication? Not Bavel, but Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that's the implication.
Is that a practical statement or a...
So that is the question on the Kesef Mishnah. So many Achronim think that that is simply a practical statement. Just saying that we don't have that number in Bavel, but not that there's something significant to Bavel versus Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Brachos and Chesam and Beis, so they have a discussion we're going to get to in a moment. Actually, let's look at it now. The last source, the Gemara in Brachos says, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, were walking along, Ka'azli Be'orcha, Pagu Be Rabbi Chanina, and they saw Rabbi Chanina, Bereid, Rav Ika. So Amr Lei, so these two rabbis said to Rabbi Chanina, so Bahade de Khazina Barachna Allah Tarte. So when we see you, such a distinguished Talmud Chacham, we can say Barach Asher Chalak Mechach Masal L'Reyav, the bracha that one says on seeing an outstanding Talmud Chacham. And we can also say Shachianu, because for whatever reason we didn't see you in a long time, or something unique like that. So this Rabbi Chanina, this one rabbi, said back to the two rabbis, Amar Lahu, Ananami, I can also make brachas on you. Kevin dechaz nichsichu. When I see you two distinguished rabbis, it's like I'm seeing 600,000 Jews. You're so amazing, you're so important, that you have the status of such an incredible multitude. I can make three brachos on you. I can make the two that you said, and also, I can make a brach on you two rabbis. The bracha of Chacham Harazim, an incredible chiddush, that these two people, I can make a bracha on them. So they were not so pleased with his statement. We'll have to discuss why later on. But Amulei Chachmisa Kulei Hai, Yahavi Be'inayu V'Shachiv. So the Gemara is a bit difficult. The Gemara says they were not impressed with what he said. They looked at him, they gave him some sort of a look, an ayin hara, something, and he passed away for making this bracha. Okay, so clearly the bracha requires...
Is it out of humility that they gave the look, though?
So we have to understand what's the... We'll get back to that part later on. But what we see from here, say the Achronim, is that this... Where were these rabbis living? They were living in Bavel. These were Amorayim living in Bavel. And therefore we see that what? They're discussing the possibility of making this bracha. And... the Kesef Mishnah says that there's a machlokas in the Gemara. Apparently one opinion says yes, another opinion says no. And what do we know if we have a suffek regarding brachos? What's the rule? Suffek brachos lahaka. We don't make the bracha. And therefore the Rambam says, we follow the opinion that it has to be only in Eretz Yisrael. That, says the Kesef Mishnah, is the explanation. Here in the Beis Yosef, he adds that the Rambam doesn't even think that the guy really wanted to make a bracha in the first place. He was just saying that you're very impressive, that I could potentially make such a bracha. But not that he really wanted to make this bracha. And in the end, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even mention the sheet of the Rambam. And he doesn't qualify that has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So seemingly you don't follow the Rambam. The Levush, the Maamar Mordechai say the Shulchan Aruch doesn't follow the Rambam. There are some Rishonim that do follow the Rambam, say it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Smag and Essay Chav Zayin, Rav Avin ben Rambam. Obviously the Rambam's son follows him in the Maspik Lov de Hashem. He says it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Also the Orchus Chaim, Hachus Brachus, and Mem Tes, the Elia Rabbah. The Madani Yantav here in Perek Tes, the Madani Yantav is the commentary on the bottom of the Rush in Brachos. So he says even the Rush follows the Rambam, he makes a Deek in the Gemara. And the Divrei Chamudos there as well, Nos Chav Zayin, doesn't understand why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't follow the Rambam. And all of a sudden, you know, we don't follow the Rambam, we always follow the Rambam. So he's very bothered why we don't follow the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch. The Beirach HaSavram in Samach Dal Bey says that one should be choshish for the Rambam, and not if you're going to say it outside of Eretz Yisrael. Let's say we had such a Daf Yomi Siyum with 600,000 people, so we say you should say without using Shem Hashem. So you would just say Baruch Chacham Harazim. You wouldn't say no with Hashem's name in order to not get into the problem of suffering brachos. This is the opinion of the Lagan Giborim and the Kaf Chaim as well. And Sifkat and Tes Vav, the Shechler said that he does not agree. The halacha is not like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch was very clear, and it could be said even with Hashem's name outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nissen Karelitz writes in the Chushan in Yaradei Nechel Gimel in Amud Kuf Pei Tes that the bracha can only be recited when you visually see the mass of people, which is what you were referencing before. You need to be able to look down and to see a multitude. But if you're standing in the crowd and you can't see more than 20 people around you, so he feels that you can't make the bracha. You need to like climb up a tree or go in a window or look down.
But how do you know there's 600,000?
So how do you know there's 600,000? So Rav Shechter said he doesn't think that you have to be choshesh. He says if you're standing in the crowd and you know the police say that they did a count from the helicopter and you know there's 600,000, so then he thinks that's sufficient. Sometimes the police, you know, bump up the numbers, they lower the numbers, whatever it may be. So he says, but he thinks that's that would be a sufficient amount. And you don't have to go up on a tree or go on top of a roof. In Eretz Yisrael, it's common to climb up on the top of the roof so you can see the Levaya. So, but you wouldn't have to do such a thing.
So is it, I was saying it says if it was 600,000, and that's like we're making that jump?
What?
So when you, like, someone does a report, wow, there's a huge crowd.
Yeah.
Are we saying it's as if it was 600,000?
No,
or does
we're
it have
saying
to be
that there, no, there has to be someone who has some sort of knowledge to say that there's 600,000. If someone who's in the position to make that call says so, so then you could rely and one can make the bracha in such a case.
And how would the Avodah Yosef, how did they know that it was 850,000?
The same thing they do in America. If they want to count a crowd, they go up in a helicopter and the police have a formula by, you know, they look at a like 100 square feet and they multiply based on the other areas and they have a calculation to figure out the numbers. So they would probably do the same thing. Okay, let's go back to this discussion regarding making this bracha on a Talmud Chacham, because that was the last piece of the Gemara. Can you make the bracha on a Talmud Chacham? Because Rabbi Chanina seems to say yes, and the other two Rabbanim very severely said no. So clearly there was some sort of machlokas going on. So the Maharal and the Gur Aryeh in Shmos and Perek Yud Ches has a long, beautiful essay about Moshe Rabbeinu. And there the Maharal says that Chacham HaRazim is really a description of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because he says Moshe Rabbeinu was a very unique personality, and that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to connect and understand each and every Jew. Every single time a Jew met Moshe, he was able to look at him and understand him and know his personality, and he could relate to each person on their own level. A remarkable skill. Each person came to him and he could understand them and figure them out just like that. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was Chacham HaRazim. He had the wisdom to know the secrets of every person who came to him. And his wisdom was so vast that he was able to equal, essentially, all of the knowledge of Klal Yisrael. So Rav Yosef Engel, rabbi of Krakow, so he writes in the Otros Yosef. The Otros Yosef is his encyclopedic work. He has a piece in a letter on Shvius. He has a letter about the Hetzer Mechira that he wrote to his Mechutin, who was the grandson of the Kutzker Rebbe, a long, long piece discussing the Hetzer Mechira. So he writes there in the piece on Shvius, in Kuntras Aleph and Os Beis, and he elaborates on this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu had this great knowledge. And he says that he heard in the name of the Kutzker Rebbe that the Gemara in Bava Basra and Kufta Zion says that if a person is sick, you should go to a Chacham and you should daven. Right, if a person is sick, you go to a Talmud Chacham, and they should daven the person who's sick. So ask the Kutzker Rav, what are you going to the person, the Chacham, to daven for? What's the big deal? I daven, he davens. So what's the difference? So says the Kutzker Rebbe, he said that Moshe Rabbeinu had this ability to equal the status of the Tzibur, of the community. He was on the same level as the Tzibur with his knowledge. And he said the Gemara in the beginning of Yuma, the Gemara in the end of Shabbos and Kuf Aleph, not the end of Shabbos, but the second half of Shabbos says that Talmidei Chachamim are like a Bechina, have like an aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu to them. They're like the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, says the Kutzker Rav, that the Talmidei Chachamim also have the status of being on the level of the Tzibur, of being on the level of a group of people, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was. And therefore, when you go to the Talmud Chacham to daven, it's like he's davening Tefillah B'Tzibur. Because the Talmud Chacham has the status of a communal group, just like Moshe Rabbeinu has the status of a communal group. Now that's a big kiddush, because that would imply that the Talmud Chacham never has to daven with a minyan, because he has the status of a Tzibur. I don't know if the Kutzker Rebbe would take it that far, but I know a lot of Chassidish Rabbanim do daven alone, so maybe that's the source. So he elaborates on this idea, and this unique idea that the bracha of Chacham HaRazim is going on an individual. It can be a description of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's an appropriate description of a very big Talmud Chacham. So says Rav Yosef Engel, so says the Maharal. That's approach number one.
What would be an example of a Talmud Chacham living his area?
On that level? So that's going to be a point of contention. let's move on. So the Kolbo writes in Siman Pei Zayin that if you see a Chacham b'Torah, you should make this bracha. The Tur cites the Kolbo. He says that many people don't agree with it, and the Beis Yosef explains that the Gemara only said that certain individual is like 600,000 people. That's all the Gemara said. Doesn't mean you should actually make the bracha. All Rabbi Chanina said is that you're so important that potentially we could make such a bracha. But he didn't get up and say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekhenim Al-Cholam, Chacham HaRazim, on these two rabbis. He was just thinking theoretically that you are so impressive. He was praising them. But he wasn't paskin in Halacha L'maisa. The Divrei Chamudos there in Oschav Zion says it's difficult reading of the Gemara. And then he lays out what is probably the basic reason why we don't make this bracha, even if the Gemara is suggesting that you can make a bracha on such a Talmud Chacham, why we don't do it nowadays, and that is, we don't have Talmid Chacham of such caliber to make that bracha on them. That's what the Divrei Chamudo says. The Ramban here, the Melchamas Hashem. We know the Melchamas Hashem, that there was a young man named Zerachya Halevi, and Zerachya Halevi wrote a critique of the Rif. He was a young man, and the Ramban was incensed that this young man was critiquing the Gadol Hador, the Rif of the previous generation. And so he wrote an argument back to Rav Zerachya Halevi called the Milchamas Hashem, the Battles of God, because he was upholding Kavod HaTorah. So the Ramban here writes that in order to make such a bracha on Talmud Chacham, you need to have all of the secrets of the Torah, all wisdoms. He says you need to know about Kabbalah and the Heichalos and all the different secrets of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You need to have the skill of Hakaras Panim, the skill to look at a person's face and to know something about them just by looking at their face. You need to be a very deep person. The Ramban famously writes in his introduction to the Torah that the Torah contains all of the wisdoms of the world. If a person has the right mind and the right abilities, you can actually extrapolate every single wisdom of the world just by learning the Torah. Most people cannot do that. So says the Ramban as well. Chacham HaRazim is on a very, very unique individual. And it's unlikely we have such people nowadays. He says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu davened the Yoshua Ben Nun should be an Ish Asher ruach bo, a man who has spirit. What does that mean? A man who has the ability to relate to every person on that level, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did. And he says, we don't have those people nowadays. The Ritva states the name of the Rif, who says that we don't have this ability nowadays to have such people, and therefore, that's why we don't make the bracha on Tamina Chacham, because there is no Talmud Chacham of such caliber to equal that level of knowledge. The Chassam Sofer totally argues on the Maharal. Remember, the Maharal said that Moshe Rabbeinu had such a status. Says the Chassam Sofer in the Torah's Moshe in Parshas Pinchas, impossible. And he has an amazing pshat in our Gemara. Listen to this. Listen to how he explains the Gemara. The Medrash Rabban Parshas Pinchas says that just like our Gemara in Brachos, that Chacham Harazim. And the Medrash says that when Moshe saw there was going to be a need for a successor, he asked for a leader who would be someone who could relate to every individual, who could be this incredible person that could touch the heart and soul of every single Jew. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to follow. And then he cites our Gemara, which says that after those Amoraim discussed whether you can make the bracha of Chacham Arazim, so he looked at Rabbi Chanina. What happened to Rabbi Chanina? Died. Kaput. Right? So asks the Chassam Sofer three questions. Why did Rabbi Chanina die? Why don't the poskim bring the halacha of Chacham Harazim and a Talmud Chacham? And how can you compare one Talmud Chacham to 600,000 people? It's impossible. How can you say such a thing? So the Chassam Sofer says something amazing. He says that these Amoraim understood that someone who can relate to such a person, understand each person, is a person who's a Chacham Harazim, and you could make a bracha on such a person. However, not even Moshe Rabbeinu ever reached the level of Chacham Harazim against the Maharal. The Chassam Sofer says against the Maharal. Moshe Rabbeinu never reached that ability to know each and every single person's heart and soul and know inside what's going on in their mind. And it's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's Chacham Harazim, right? So what happened? When Rabbi Chanina claimed that there were other people on whom you could say Chacham Arazim, and the other Amoraim felt that that was a pagam, that was a knock on Moshe Rabbeinu, right? No one could reach the level of Chacham Arazim. Moshe Rabbeinu desperately wanted to reach that level, and to the extent that he couldn't do it, and he wanted Yehoshua to do it, because he couldn't have that ability. He wanted that to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Chanina came and said, you two rabbis are Chacham Harazim. And they thought to themselves, what a disgrace to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Chacham Harazim. And they're going to say that we can reach the level of this intellect and knowledge that even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have. So therefore, they were not pleased with what he said. And Hashem told Moshe that only Mashiach can have this power. There's going to be one person you can make Chacham Harazim on, and that's going to be Mashiach, says the Chassam Sofer. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Yoredei Reish Mem Beis and Lamed Vav, whoever compares someone to Moshe Rabbeinu is Chayav Malchus. You cannot compare a person's knowledge level to Moshe Rabbeinu. It goes against Kavod for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a siman in Shulchan Aruch. You can't say something negative, even a backhanded way, about Moshe. And therefore, the Amoraim looked disapproving at Rabbi Chanina for the lack of kavod, because he thought other human beings could attain this level. And therefore, that's why they gave him this kind of this ayin hara, and that led to his ultimate demise. It wasn't necessarily immediate, but this negative view, this negative perception of him, eventually led to his demise because of the lack of kavod he gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, the idea that Chacham Arazim can be said in a Talmud Chacham is not lehalacha. It can't be. Because any Talmud Chacham, says the Chassam Sofer, that you say the bracha of Chacham Haraziman, it's just a knock to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't attain that level. And you're going to say, this person can, you know, Rabbi X can be a Chacham Arazim, but Moshe Rabbeinu can't. And therefore, that's why it's not lehalacha. That's the approach of the Chassam Sofer and why one cannot say a bracha on an individual. Another story with the Chassam Sofer. Okay? This story is brought in a number of places. It's a fantastic story. It's brought in the Tshuvas, the Chassam Sofer, and Chelem Ches, at the end of the Tshuvas on page Kuf Chaf Beis, the Divrei Mechokek on Nazir at the end, the Shah Tshuvas Divrei Yisrael Simon Am Zayin, the Vayaged Yaakov Chelek Beis. This is a great story about the Chassam Sofer. So, how does it go? It goes as follows. The Chassam Sofer went to visit Rav Meshulam Igor. Rav Meshulam Igor was one of the Gedolei Hador of the generation right before the Chassam Sofer. They said about him that they said about Rav Meshulam Igra that Rav Yosef Shal Nathanson writes in his Haskama for a Sefer that he's a Katan. that he's nothing compared to Rav Meshulam Igra. And his student, the Chavos Das, said that in praising Rabbeinu Meshulam would be like praising Rabbeinu Tam. They held of him to be a very big Talmid Chacham. So before the Chassam Sofer went to visit Rav Meshulam Igra, as he was walking into the room, he was unclear, maybe I should make such a bracha of Chacham HaRazim on Rav Meshulam Igra. Now, it automatically calls the story into question, because the Chassam Sofer writes that you could never make a Chacham HaRazim on an individual. So whether the story is true or not is already up for debate. But let's just assume for a second it's true. So the Chassam Sofer is about to walk into the room, and he doesn't know what to do. Can I make a bracha on him? Should I not make a bracha on him? So he says as follows. This is what I'm going to do. He says that I'm just going to learn the Gemara, and in the context of learning the Gemara out loud, I'll make the bracha. So Chassam Sofer walks into Rav Meshulam Igra's office, and he starts from the top of the page, Tan Rabbanan, and he starts reciting the Gemara by heart. If you have this much of multitude, you make the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Kein Machalam, Chacham HaRazim, and he just recites the Gemara out loud. And since he was just learning the Gemara, but he had in mind when he said the bracha that it should be going on Rav Meshulam Igra, that he's making a bracha on Talmid Chacham, so he felt that he got himself out of the suffix. Because I wasn't making a bracha on him, I was just learning the Gemara. But maybe I was making a bracha on him, but maybe I was learning the Gemara. So he says that was his way to get out of it, and he sits down and he immediately says that, how he asked Rav Meshulam Igra, how come the Rambam doesn't include the bracha of Chacham HaRazim and Talmid Chachamim? So Rav Meshulam Igra looks at him and said that these halachos are not relevant nowadays because no one can reach that level. And the Rambam doesn't write hilchos of the Meshicha. The Rambam doesn't write halachos that aren't practical. It needs to be practical. So since there's no one who can reach that level, so that's why the Rambam doesn't bring it. Then he says, but the Rambam talks about the days of Mashiach, and won't it be when Mashiach comes, we're going to reach such a level that we will be such Talmid Chachamim? So Rav Meshulam Igra says, but when Mashiach comes, everyone's going to reach that level. The floodgates of wisdom are going to open up, and everyone's going to be Chacham HaRazim, and therefore it won't be special anymore. So you won't make the bracha on anyone. And that's how he got out of the problem. So the Chassam Sofer says back to him that this answers another question I had on the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. So in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam omits a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra Chafdalad says that you're not supposed to plant barren trees, not fruit-bearing trees, within 50 amos of the city. It has to be further than 50 amos because it will block the view of those people who sit on the outskirts of the city, and it won't be fair to block their, you know, their riverside view, like putting up a high-rise in Manhattan. It's going to block the view. And that's the halacha. So he says, how come the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha? The Rambam cuts out the whole Gemara that you can't put a barren tree, you know, within 50 yards, 50 amos of the city. So he says it must be that it's not practical nowadays because the Jews didn't own Eretz Yisrael. The Jews didn't own Eretz Yisrael. And since the Jews didn't own Eretz Yisrael, they weren't in charge of planting the trees. They couldn't determine where the trees were going to be planted. And therefore, the Rambam didn't write it. The Chassam Sofer couldn't imagine the Jewish people would have control of Eretz Yisrael, b'zman hazeh. So he says, that's why the Rambam didn't put that you can't plant the trees there, because it's not practical, because the Jewish people didn't own Eretz Yisrael. So he says, but Mashiach comes, we'll own Eretz Yisrael. So why doesn't the Rambam say, when Mashiach comes, we'll own Eretz Yisrael? And then you'll have to know that you can't plant barren, non-fruit-bearing trees within 50 amos of the city. How come the Rambam doesn't bring it? So he says, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Gemara, the end of Ksuvus on Kufid Bey says that when Mashiach comes, all barren trees will be fruit-bearing. When Mashiach comes, all barren trees, all the different trees that never bear fruit will miraculously become fruit-bearing. And therefore, when Mashiach comes, there won't be such a thing as a non-fruit-bearing tree, and therefore the halacha won't be practical any when Mashiach comes about planting a non-fruit-bearing tree, because there won't be such things. Because it won't be practical anymore. So says Rav Meshulam Igra, and the Chassam Sofer answer up the question. They say that Rav Aaron Cutler would cite this story. So he would say, a person shouldn't be mistakenly think that when Mashiach comes, everyone's going to be on the same level. Everyone will be gevaldik talmid chachamim, but there'll be people who know more, there'll be people who know less, but everyone will certainly reach the level of chacham ha-razim as well. One last area of halacha where this becomes practical is an amazing tshuva from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. This is in the Mincha Shlomo and Chelek Aleph, in Simen Sadi Aleph, and Sifkat and Chav Zayin. He has a shaila that was asked him by Rav Shmuel Hamner. Rav Shmuel Hamner was a big Talmid Chacham who lived in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. He's famous for a number of svarim. Most famously, he writes the Kitzur Hilchos Lashon Hara that are published in many of the volumes of the Chafetz Chaim. At the end, he wrote that. A very, very holy, special person. So he wrote a shaila to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach asking, when Mashiach comes, what brachos will we make when Mashiach comes? So he says that we're going to make four brachos when Mashiach comes. And he says the first is going to be Chacham HaRazim. Because, not because Mashiach, we should make Chacham HaRazim on him, that's like the Tzam Sofer. He says, because when Mashiach comes, all of Klal Yisrael are going to go out to be Mashiach. And certainly then, there'll be a multitude of 600,000 people, and the brach will be appropriate. And then he goes in to say, we'll make Shechalach Mechachmas L'Reyav unto Mechachamim, Shechalach Mekvod L'Reyav, the brach we make on a Jewish king, and finally Shechiyanu. And then there's all discussion. Shlomo Zalman wants to discuss, you know, well, which might one bracha cover another bracha? What would be the proper order of the brachas? Which bracha should come first? But we see, nonetheless, a third aspect of Chacham HaRazim. When Mashiach comes, this bracha will be made as well. We should all be zocha to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu, to be able to make the bracha of Chacham HaRazim, and even beforehand, perhaps, to make other opportunities to be an important gathering to the Jewish people, to be zocha to make the bracha of Chacham HaRazim.